The seat's up here. Go, have a seat, make yourself home. It's a pleasure. Come on, guys, up here to the player room. There's some really interesting Gemaras with Ula and Rav Kahana, with Ula and Rav Nachman. Ula's an interesting Gemara. And he's talking to Rav Kahana about Mashiach. And Rav Kahana's talking about Mashiach. And Ula says, Mashiach? Yosef v'lo'achimena. Let him come. I don't want to be there. What are you talking about? Mashiach. You don't want Mashiach. That's in the 13th. The Rambam, he codifies 13th principle of our faith. But to believe in the coming of Mashiach, you don't want Mashiach? Yesev Elohi Menu. What's Pshat? People don't get down to Pshat. The Pshat of Ula, Yesev Elohi Menu, let Mashiach come. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. When it's Ruach HaKodesh, any more mentioned in Gemara, he could be Mechayim Meisim. He could revive the dead. Okay. So Ula, in his Ruach HaKodesh, if he can revive the dead, it's a Dover Poshet. It's simple that he's got Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh, he saw 21st century Manchester and the Nisyonis on what it's going to be a Shomer Shabbos. I don't say a from Jew. I don't like the word from. I want you to say from and smile at the same time. You can't do it. Say it, from. The smile, no. Smile when you say from. Okay. You know why a Yid doesn't smile? Because he doesn't have emunah. Ula thought that he couldn't be able to smile in 21st century modern society. Whether it's Manchester, whether it's New York, whether it's Tel Aviv. He said, there's no way. He said, the Nisyonis. How are you going to be Shomer Shabbos when there's the other opposite sex dressed like they are, when there's internet, when there's smartphones, when there's the Yetzer Hara? There is never a generation in history where the Yetzer Hara has been so strong. It used to be that the Yetzer Hara had to really work hard. What, he'd go into a bocher and yeshiva and try to shtup this bocher to some kind of taiva where he could get his direction, his concentration off of Baba Kama onto the taiva, and it took him a whole month to influence a bocher not to learn, then the bocher go out there. No! He's got smartphones, and he's got YouTube, and he's got stuff like this, and a bocher can get to anything in the world if he's got this poison in his hand and one button, and then what does it, between and lunch break, he could show another thing. The Yetzer Hara in 10 minutes can knock down a whole yeshiva. Ula says, Yesev Elohimenu. I'm not so sure. We say, Al tiftach batzmecha liyom mutzcha. We saw Yochanan Kohen Gadol. 80 years is Kohen Gadol. What's the end of his time? Became a tzaduki. From this, Chazal tell us, don't trust yourself until your last day on earth. Now, if the last day on earth, that's what we say. There was a great, great, great scholar and a great tzaddik, and he wrote a sefer called Yesod V'Shorash Avodah, Reb Alexander Ziskin from Grodno. He wasn't a chassid, he was a litvak. And the Litvak say, we don't have to do this, we don't have to do that. Go open up your Yesod V'Shorash Avodah and see. And they said, no, we Litvak, we don't go to mikveh. Go see what your Yesod V'Shorash Avodah says about mikveh. So when they told the Hasidic Rebbes, and their Hasidic Litvaks back then, at his time, were not the best of friends, but when they told him what Rabbi Alexander Ziskin, the Yesod V'Shorash Avodah, left the world, you know what they said? One word, übergesprungen. They snapped their fingers and übergesprungen. What's it mean? He jumped through the world without damage. It means that he came from the upper world and went into the next world, that his tour, his 74 years in this world, he wasn't damaged. Ula did not trust himself that he had that power. Ula saw what's going to be the Nisyonis and this generation. This is the most challenging generation ever. And you see, people ask me, I was talking to some Bachrim at risk, Bachrim. And they asked me, how come life is so difficult? I said, why does Hashem make, if Hashem is there, why does he make life so difficult? So I explained to them. I said, what sport? Do you like sports? Yeah, I like sports. So one says to me, I like boxing. Okay, what do you like? I'll give you a marshal in boxing. So what? How much covered is it if you're the amateur champion boxer? Okay, a little bit of covered. How much money you make? That's your amateur, you'll make money. All right, so now you won out of 24 fights, you won 23, and they say you're ready to become a professional, and you go, and you're a professional, and you get 5,000 quid for a fight, even if you lose, and if you win, you get 8,000. Okay, but that's still not championship level. Once you get the championship, and your fights are televised, you're talking about 1 million quid. But there's a problem. The opponents he has as a professional champion are much more difficult than the modes he had as an amateur. When he was an amateur, he used to smash his opponents. Now as a professional, he might win a fight, but he comes away with a broken nose, he comes away with a black eye. This is the biggest fight, this fight in this generation, the fight to bring Mashiach. It's a fight to bring Mashiach. So why are you down on yourself? Okay, B'shmir Sinayim. 99 times he guarded your eyes. What happens to a young man now? 99 times he guards his eyes. Or even, let's forget about the young light. Let's talk about a balabai. A guy that's koivia, eat him and he's in business. You're a doctor, a lawyer, a businessman, a professional, a plumber, a carpenter, a butcher. And guess what? You go to a shiur balabatim every day? You go to Gemara shiur every day? You have a chavrusa every day? Yesei v'lochimenu. Ula didn't think he could do what you could do. You're in the business world all day long. You're a doctor and you have women patients and this and that. You go and you learn Gemara and you don't think about her. And you think about your profession and you do your profession and Kedusha. Wow. There are rebbes in previous generations that cannot come to your toenails. Cannot come. Why? Because you're in a tougher league. This is the toughest league with the Yetzirah, Yaakov. He fought Esav's angel. You take in history what was called the lack of sneas 100 years ago. The most sneadicket thing in this world is that it what was it couldn't be. It's not like a lack of sneas 100 years ago. The nisyonos you get harder and harder and harder, and the closer we get to Mashiach, the more difficult the nisyonos are. That's the challenging times. So how do we see the challenging times? And why did Hashem take your neshama and put it in this time? This is the most difficult time. People thought the Holocaust, the end of Yiddishkeit. The Holocaust, the end of Yiddishkeit. And let me tell you something. It's not my words, the words of Geshe Chaim. Everybody knows the Geshe Chaim. 3 volumes explains what happened to the neshama afterward. And the words in the Gemara and Yoma. And the words of the Hele Gazal. Anyone that dies in Kiddush Hashem has the pious part in Gan Eden. You know what the Mekubalim teach us in this generation? That every single neshama in this generation that's below the age of 74, they couldn't be at the time of the Holocaust, every neshama that below the age that they lived in the Holocaust, maybe not necessarily people that lived through the Holocaust that are still with us, but every neshama that's below the age that they did not live through the Holocaust, that they were born after the Holocaust, they are Gilgulim. This says in Mekubalim, it's not my words, of Holocaust martyrs. So wait a second. Kasha, if the Heilige Sforim tell us that a person that dies on Kiddush Hashem is in the highest place in Gan Eden, what do they need to come back for? What did he need? Good shtal kakashi, yeah? What did he come back for? Here's the answer. Okay, so these neshamas, the died of Kiddush Hashem, they come and they get sent to the highest place in Gan Eden. And Hashem sees neshomala, neshomala. Here, you're in Heichal Toisfis, you're in Heichal Rambam, you're in Heichal with Rebbe Akiva Eger. In the highest places, where? The Rambam, Rebbe Akiva Eger. Who do we find in the highest Heichal? And you're not happy. It's Hashem, not happy. Why are you not happy? Not happy because he doesn't understand the music. If someone says, oh, I'm going to take you to the London Philharmonic, which is the best classical music, and they're playing Mozart tonight, and a ticket costs 500 quid, and when you go in there, and you never listen to classical music, well, it's for nothing. It's just like you could go into a chicken house in Somerset and hear the chickens cackling. It's the same thing. I get the same enjoyment. Listen to the violin and the oboes, listen to the chickens. Give me a good Hasidic nigun, and then I'm happier. Okay? So these neshomas, how come they can't enjoy the nigun of Rebbe Akiva Eger, and they don't enjoy the nigun of the Rambam? One thing, because there's one thing missing. And this also the Mekubalim tell us. Also the Mekubalim tell us. The one thing that's missing is emunah. So where are they going to get emunah? Emunah is the one thing you can't get in Himmel. The only place in the entire world is the lowest place, like the world, the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm, the physical realm, the only place to learn emunah is here on planet Earth. Here on planet Earth, there's bad news and there's good news. The bad news is that there's no lower place. Gehenim is higher on a spiritual level than this world. Why? We learned. What do we learn? Korach v'adasov. They're in Gehenim. And what are they singing? Moshe emes v'toyrosel emes. Kids learn this in Cheder. It means that Moshe, that Korach and Adato, that they know the emes. Down in Gehenim, they know the emes. They know why they're in Gehenim. Because they did what various that don't have tshuva. As usually the neshama goes through, what we learn in Helgis form, goes through and gets a little bit, and like you said, take a garment and send it to the laundry, to the dry cleaner. So it goes through a half hour of Gehenim in the dry cleaner. Now it goes up to Shemayim and goes to its proper place. Because it just had the garment. B'cholek yubgadech halavanim, tells a Shlema Melech. Every moment your garment should be white. Garment should be white. Means not without averis. Okay, so if we have an avera, it's a blemish on the garment, which is the neshama. And if a person does tshuva, then it wipes off the blemish. But not everybody does tshuva and it stays a blemish. Okay, so Hashem has to clean up. It's not a punishment, it's a cleansing. Because Hashem wants you to have the right place, your rightful place in Gan Eden. But nobody can understand, appreciate the Gan Eden, that one moment of Gan Eden is more kuatuach. We can understand what Chazal say. They say that one moment of Torah and mitzvahs is better than all of Gan Eden. Then they say one moment of Gan Eden is better than all this world. Kasha, what's a stira? Anybody ever bridge the stira? With Hashem, Hashem gave me this chidush, this nishkan stira. Yes, one moment of Gan Eden is better than all this world Torah and mitzvahs. But one world of Torah and mitzvahs is better than all of Gan Eden. Why? What's the 1 minute of Torah and mitzvahs? Learning Torah and mitzvahs like a parrot? You could teach a parrot, a Brazilian parrot, Baba Kama. You could teach him Gemara Brochas. You say, Meimatai, parrot say, Meimatai. You say 100 times, Meimatai. He'll say, Meimatai. You know, you guys are too serious. I got to tell you a joke. A Yid from Manchester is in London, and he goes by a pet store. And he sees a pet store with three Brazilian parrots in the window. And the one, the red parrot, the yellow parrot has $1,000 price tag. And the yellow parrot has a $5,000 price tag. And the blue parrot has a $20,000 price tag. So this really gets his curiosity. He goes inside. And the owner sees, he's a Manchester Yiddish Omer Shabbos. He says, Shalom Lechem Rebbein. He says, oh, the owner, yeah, sure. He says, what are these three parrots? He says, the yellow parrot with the $1,000 price tag, he knows all of Chumash Rashi by heart. Ooh, what a parrot. I'd like to have a parrot that could quote your Chumash Rashi. You know, you learn Hashnei Targum and Achad Mikra with your parrot. He says, well, what's the $5,000 parrot, the red parrot? He says, oh, he knows Gemara Rashi Tosfos by heart. What? Such a thing? Yeah, yeah. He had an owner that used to learn out loud all the time. He knows he can repeat Gemara Rashi Tosfos. He says, well, if this is the 1,000 quid parrot, and this is the 5,000 quid parrot, what's the 20,000 quid parrot? What does he know? And the owner says, I don't know what he knows. He says, this is really kasha on you. Yeah, but the 1,000 quid, I get a parrot that knows Chumash Rashi. 5,000 quid, I get a parrot that knows Gemara Tosfos. 20,000 quid, you don't know? He says, yeah, but the two other parrots call him Kovod Olov. You can have a parrot. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants Bali Amunah, that we learn Torah, that the Torah and the mitzvahs that Hashem is talking about, that Chazal is talking about, that's worth all of Olam Haba, is the ones we do with Emunah. And that's why Hashem sends the neshamas back here, and this is our generation. I got good news for you, beloved brothers. You already have done 612 out of 613 mitzvahs. That every one of us in this generation, by words of Mekubalim, we come here in our own particular nisayon to learn Emunah. And that's why it's so difficult. Because the Yetzer is willing to let you do anything. You can learn Ksois by heart. You could be the most frum guy on the block. But don't have Emunah. Why? Because Emunah is going to bring the Geula. And that's why Ula said, Yesev lo achimenu. Because he knew that there would be atomic weapons aimed at a guy who wants to go in Emunah. This is difficult. But the lowest place on earth, the lowest place, that's this world. But the good news, it's the world with the biggest reward. We come up, we do Emunah, we're bringing tikkun for ourselves, we're bringing tikkun for our families, we're doing tikkun for the kehillah, and for all of Klal Yisroel. Because the more we learn Emunah, what's Emunah? What's Emunah? Emunah is not Mulumoda. Mitzvahs Hashem Mulumoda. What's the Seifei Tevis of Mitzvahs Hashem Mulumoda? Mitzvahs, last letter, is tough. Anoshim Mem Mulumoda. Hey, Meta, Gestorben. That's the Nisayon. A guy's got Nagelwasser since he's 8 days old. His mother gives him Nagelwasser. It's the whole thing. People say Moide Ani with the same kavona that they said in first grade. People say Brochas. Guy's got a challenge with his eyes. The eye doctor says, oh, you got a big problem. You're going to have cataract operations. You got to develop a cataract. Not only that, but you got glaucoma. Why does Hashem do that? Hashem's a loving father. Why does Hashem do that? To his Yeshikinta. Glaucoma, cataracts, eye disease. Now maybe Hashem wants him to say with kavona one bracha in the morning. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Pukeach Ivrim. I could see. Thank you Hashem for my eyesight. Imagine that a malach, what's emunah? What does it mean to have emunah? Imagine that a malach would come at it, would reveal himself to you when you're saying brachas in the morning and hold it. You said that bracha, while you said that bracha, Pukeach Ivrim, you were thinking about what you're going to do in work today. You were thinking about this bill, you were thinking about that bill. He shows you what you're thinking. You were not thinking about your eyes. Okay, since you don't thank Hashem for your eyes, and it's obvious because you didn't say the bracha with kavona, all right, we are going to let you have 24 hours, do everything you need for your eyes, arrange that 24 hours. In 24 hours, you will not have eyes. You will not have eyesight. Wait a second. This is a oilam achesed. This oilam emes. This is what they do. And you plead with the malach. And the malach goes up and he says, this guy's got complaint. Rebbeinu Shlomo, what? Okay, Rebbeinu Shlomo says, if he learns to say thank you from the heart, I'll let him keep his eyes. So now the malach comes down and says, if you learn to appreciate your eyes and to express your appreciation, how do I express my appreciation? Thank you, Hashem, for my eyesight. Pokeach Ivrim. That one bracha with kavona, that's an insurance policy. There's no greater insurance policy for your eyesight. Yeah, Chazal tell us. Some of it's health insurance. They say health insurance, national insurance, is so expensive, especially in the UK. Isn't that? So, what's the greatest health insurance? Asher Yotza with kavona. Famous Gemara, Asher Yotza with kavona. But don't say Asher Yotza with kavona. A person has to have emunah. Because without emunah, you can't do anything with kavona. And he goes out and he says, I don't care. He comes out of the bathroom. How do you say Asher Yatzar? Don't answer me. Answer yourself. How do I say Asher Yatzar? Like the Brazilian parrot? Could teach him to say Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar. Could teach him. What's your kobasso? Mafla soy. You better see. Hoife kobasso. O mafli la sois. When you go to the bathroom, take a book that you're allowed to read in the bathroom. Take a book, Beginner Anatomy and Physiology. You say, read about the miracles of the digestive system. What Hashem does to enable a morsel of food to become energy in your body, to become protein in your body, to become part of your muscle. Wow. When Hashem takes that food that you ate for Shabbos yesterday, and Hashem decides what's waste, what's going to go out as waste, and what's going to go to make you healthy. This is the greatest health insurance. But in order to have that, you have to have emunah. Emunah is the only way to meet the challenge of this generation. Out comes this generation, and it's not easy. It's not easy. And making a living is not easy. You can see there used to be in the old days, in the time of Reish Lakish, before Reb Yochanan found Reish Lakish, you know, the Gemara and Baba Metzia, Reish Lakish was a gladiator. He was a fighter. He's a gladiator. Let's fight. He was a gladiator in the Roman arena. Somebody making a living in the UK in 2019, in 5780, he's an economic gladiator. The money's not on the street. It's hard to make a living. But what is the difference between a difficult living and a comfortable living? Having all you need? That's emunah. What's bitochen? Bitochen is emunah in financial matters. Emunah is the only way to keep a person away from a stroke, away from a heart attack, away from ulcers. Because the body, look at the body. And ask your doctor. Ask your doctor if the body is capable of handling stress. Body cannot handle stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety and worry, they destroy the cardiovascular system. They destroy the respiratory system. They destroy the digestive system. They destroy the nervous, central nervous system. All kinds of things. People, meds, all types of things. Emunah. Is it emunah? Emunah, it's a solution for everything. Emunah is a solution for this world and in the next. Only thing. Hashem doesn't need from Yidden. Hashem needs Maminim. Because by way of emunah, we're going to bring Mashiach. So how do we learn emunah? You can't buy emunah in the pharmacy. And you can't even learn emunah. In most batei midrash, you can't learn emunah. There's only one way to get emunah. Why do we use the term mevakesh emunah? So who we mevakesh emunah? Who are we asking for emunah? Ribbono shel Olam, give me emunah. Ribbono shel Olam, give me yirat shamayim. Ribbono shel Olam, give me avas Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, you give it to me. These are commodities that come from Ribbono shel Olam. To have real yirat shamayim. Okay, let's look at real yirat shamayim. With emunah, we solve everything. Our Torah, our mitzvahs, our love of Hashem, everything. Yirat shamayim. We learn there's three levels of yirat shamayim. Entrance level Yirat Shamayim, Yiras Ha'onish. Oyvei. Oyvei. If I do something wrong, I'm going to get punished. We know. Somebody turns on a light on Shabbos and he does it willingly. Whoop, boop, 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 boop. Not long ago, we learned the Daf Yomi Krisis. Yeah, 36 types of Krisis. One is little Shabbos. Okay, so person, keep Shabbos because he's afraid. He doesn't want Krisis. No. That's entrance level Yirat Shamayim. He's afraid of the punishment. Yiras Ha'onish. Intermediate level Yirat Shamayim is Yirat Achet. He's afraid of the sin. Because he knows a sin is going to put a blemish on his neshama that we spoke about. Shlaim HaMelech said, that your neshama should be white with no blemishes. Keep your hemdaleh clean. The Rebbe used to say, Arayna hemdaleh. Okay, keep a line of hemdala, like it just came out. This is what, that in Himmel, as a person that attracts Siyata Deshmaya, the Malachim, because he's got a line of hemdala. You know, like imagine you go somebody that goes to a business meeting and hasn't showered and changed his clothes in 6 weeks. Phase, woohoo, get him out of here. Nobody wants to do that. That's what a neshama that doesn't do tshuva, that doesn't have a line of hemdalit. It's like something old. Has it been the shower? Has it been in the... They want to come near there. He's got no siyata shmaya. Why no siyata shmaya? Because it's not no tshuva. But at least the guy that's got yira techet, the intermediate yira shemayim, he's afraid of the damage that techet is going to do to his neshama. But now it's a high level of muna. Yiras ha-roimimis. Why, yiras ha-roimimis? What can I say? The Torah tells me, Bonim atem l'shem elokechem. And we say before Ma'ariv, Oyev amo Yisrael. Hashem loves his Am Yisrael. And Hashem loves Am Yisrael, why? Because Bonim atem l'shem elokechem. We're all his kindlach, we're his sons. And each one of us is like an only child to Hashem. And to say that is kfira. I can prove to you it's clear. You don't believe that you're Hashem's only child. You don't believe that Hashem loves you. You know why I know you don't believe Hashem loves you? Because you're not smiling. If you believe that Hashem loves you, you could not get rid of the smile. You couldn't erase the smile. You'd be dancing and singing. You'd be lichtik and lebedik. Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me. Everything I do, no matter. Hashem loves you just the way you are. No, but I'm this, and I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. And I don't learn enough, and I don't daven enough, and I'm not firm. Get out of here. So your son is not Rosh Yeshiva. Your son owns a grocery store. I mean, you don't love him because he's not the Rosh Yeshiva Demir. All right. Your daughter, who's a doctor, didn't discover a cure for cancer yet. You don't love her? She's not that. No, come on. More than we love our kids, a million times Hashem loves us. And Hashem doesn't want it to say that Hashem, that you're not important to Hashem. What do you think, Hashem does things for nothing? David HaMelech thought that Hashem, he didn't understand why there were spiders in the world. Hashem, who needs spiders? Hashem says to him, you do, David. So Shaul HaMelech was chasing David HaMelech, and David HaMelech didn't know where to go. He was in the Judean desert, and there was a cul-de-sac, nowhere to go. And he hears the galloping of Shaul's officers, and David HaMelech has another 3 minutes to live. If he would have a psycho watch, it was another 3 minutes. Life expectancy of David HaMelech, 3 minutes. He doesn't know what to do. And he sees a cave. And there's nowhere else to go. And he jumps in the cave. Hashem Yisborach Yishtabach Shmo La'ad sends a black widow spider, the most poisonous spider on the face of the earth. And within 2 minutes, she weaves a web that would take a spider 6 years. So Shaul's officers come. And they see this cave. Black widow spider poisons. She touches that. Finish. The second time a black widow spider touches somebody, it's Chavra Kedisha. There's nobody else to talk to after the first time. And they see, couldn't be in there. Look at that web. And so they leave. And a bas kol comes from Shemayim. Any more additional kashas, Doolittle? No more kashas. Everything is... If Hashem makes snakes and black widow spiders, and they have a purpose on earth, a Yiddish in Neshoma? A Yid in Manchester? A Shoma Shabbos? Tikkun Olam? By virtue of every single... Maybe the UK doesn't deserve with the Corbyn and the Shmorbin and this and that. They deserve to be wiped off the face of the earth. No. But there's a Yid in Manchester that learns... Kavon is a Yid in Manchester that learns Daf Yomi after hard days at work, and he doesn't go home and sit in front of a television, and he's koyve eating, and for that Yid, the UK gets another day to live. And the next day, you go in Shemayim, you're going to see. You're going to see, don't believe me? And all this. Hashem put each one of you on the earth because the earth cannot exist without you. To say that Hashem doesn't love you? But you don't believe. Hashem loves you just the way you are. That you're fantastic. Just the way you are. But the Yetzer says, no, you're not good enough. Anything negative, why is the Yetzer Hara called Yetzer Hara? Because all negative emotions, all negative thoughts, all thoughts I'm not good enough, they come from the Yetzer. So we say, Yetzer, you're a liar. You're a liar. Hashem loves me. 3 words. Hashem loves me. And did I say Hashem loves me? This gives me the upper level Yira. Yira Sidu Amimus. Yossi Moimus says, I have such a loving Tata in Himmel. How can I look at this woman? How can I do something? How can I think about business on Shabbos? How can I do that? The boy Shlomo, he's not going to have nachas from this. He's going to have sorrow. Oh, my holy son, what's he doing to his neshama? Not because I'm afraid of the punishment. Not because I'm afraid of the thing. Because I'm afraid that I'm going to create sadness. I'm going to take away, not create sadness, but I'm going to take away nachas from Tata and Himmel. That's really your... That's what I'm afraid of. When you love somebody so, so much, you don't want to do anything to make them unhappy. And this, we love Hashem so much. And this is our incentive. We want to give Hashem nachas. We want to give nachas. This is the highest level of Yirah. But we can't get there without Emunah. We have to believe that Hashem loves us. And Hashem is with us. And stop knocking ourselves down. That used to be, that's why the first Rebbe is, that they wanted to kick the Darshanim out. The Darshanim would come, and a simple Yid, the Vaset Traeger, and he'd come in a base Midrash, and he'd do what I say, a Kapitel Tehillim. And Darshanim say, there is pogroms because of you, but get out of here. Get out of here. All this negative, there's nobody greater. A Yid, a Shomer Shabbos Yid, I promise you. In Himmel, every single Yid in this room has the power to give brachas. Has the power to equip us, has the power of Rebbe's of Fiyadika generations. So he said, you read this Adaris. Next time somebody says, you read this Adaris, remember what Ula says, Yesei velo achimenu. And don't ever sell yourself short. Okay, that doesn't mean that we sit and we say, oh, I've been shining. A mensch, clapped off and big. No. Keep my nose down. Hashem loves me. And we strive for anova. I know I'm trying my best. And Hashem has nachas from what I'm doing. But I want to get closer to Hashem. Because what is Parshas Teshuva says? Shuvu ad Hashem Elokecha. And we know there's Ein Sof Madregas. There's unlimited Madregas in Yiddishkeit. You don't have to be jealous of him. He's on his madriga, you're on mandriga. He's driving in his lane, you drive in your lane. Don't try to drive in his lane. It's a head-on collision. You drive in your lane. That's why Hashem made you two people, made him, and you. Because you've got your job, and he's got his job. And don't judge yourself by him. We cannot know what's going on in another neshama. We cannot judge another neshama. All the time we make judgments. And we make judgments about other people. This brings dinim, chas v'sholom, on ourselves. No, we have to look, kaf schus, love every yid, no one appreciate every yid. Just like Hashem looks for his good nakuda, we look for his good point. Ah, this one's a bal tzedakah. This one learns great. This one's a great father. This one, look what he does. He does such good for the community. Look for the good nakuda. That's what Hashem looks for us. But we can only do that when we have emunah. Just like Hashem made me special. And I'm Hashem's only son. That doesn't make me egotistical. Me and myself on Ivav Sion. Me and only myself. No. But all my brothers, I feel. If I'm a Ben Lashem and you're a Ben Lashem, we don't need to have PhDs in genealogy to know that we're brothers. We got the same Tata. And even if you don't say, okay, we have to have the same Tata, the Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai tells us in the Zohar, we have the same spiritual DNA. He talks about the Yiddish and Neshama, Chelek Elok Mimal. Chelek Elok Mimal. So he's saying that he's got a Neshama, and I got the same Neshama. His Neshama is a tiny spark of Shem. My Neshama is a tiny spark of the high Melech. We got the same spiritual DNA. But not only that, if you talk about Yidden, especially, genealogists tell all of Ashkenazi Yidden come from four mamas. And it's proven in DNA. Not only that, if you look at Yichusim, most Ashkenazi Yidim alive today stem from Rashi. So how long is Rashi? Rashi is 30 generations. So everyone in this room is at least your 30th cousin, and probably a lot more closer than that. We really are brothers. And we have to feel that way. But we have to have a Muna to feel that way. We have a Muna, we have Bitochen, we have Parnasa, we have Gezin, we have a smile on our face. We don't worry about anything, we don't worry. We don't have stress, we don't have anxiety, we're healthier, we're happier, we have more chias, we daven better, we learn better. Not only that, you can lecture your kids and your grandchildren all day long, it's not going to do a thing. But when they see, why is Tata so happy? Why is Zayda so happy? And this, why? Oh, Tata's a Balamuna, Zaidi's a Balamuna. The kids will be Balamuna. Ki Mase Ovo Simon Yofalabonim. Sign check from the Shas. And this for all of you. You got my blessing, beloved brothers. I thank Hashem for the privilege of being able to be with you in Manchester, even though it's short, make it short and sweet. But with all my heart, that everybody in Manchester should only know Shefa. And those that need Gezint should Gezint, those need Refuah should need Refuah. Those that have Parnas need Parnas. What then? They say Amen. Maybe the sky's open. Hashem's given me the power to give you a bracha. Say Amen.
Amen.
Those that need Shiduchim get Shiduchim. Those that need good kinder, good kinder. And all your heart's wishes for the best. Boni Chai, Mazoni Viche, Brocha and Atzlocha, and everything good with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Spina Deis Amen.
Amen.